Good afternoon. It's good to see everyone out this afternoon. We're very glad that you're here. Want to invite all of you back. I think most of us are home folks here, but I want to remind you of our service times here at Medina. We worship every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock and then again at 10, Sunday afternoons at 4:40 for our children's class, obviously at 5 o'clock for our afternoon worship service, and then Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock for our midweek Bible study. Those will be helping us and leading us in our worship this evening. I'll be doing the reading from 1 Samuel chapter 15. It'll be 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 through 11 in just a moment. Our opening prayer, Brother Keith Bumgardner is going to lead us in our opening prayer. For our song leader this evening to start us off, Brother Perrin Smith, and his first selection is on the board here. Tonight is our singing night. We have handed out, hopefully you have a copy. I don't have one up here with me, but I hope you have a copy of the song leader list. So we're going right down that list all the songs are already on the board. We're singing first and last of those songs, except for a couple of them. So please, if you don't have a copy of that and you're one of the song leaders, make sure you look on board with somebody that's got one, because we just want to go right down the list. If there's those that have not been able to partake of the Lord's Supper, Brother Chris Travis will be leading that tonight and helping him, Brother Taylor Barker. We'll start our singing after the Lord's Supper like we normally do. For our closing prayer this evening, Brother Pete Woods is going to lead us in our closing prayer. If you would, now we'd ask you to stand for the opening reading. Remain standing for the opening prayer and the first song to follow. 1 Samuel chapter 15, and I'm reading from the English Standard Translation. And Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people Israel. Now therefore listen to the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I have noted what Amalek did to Israel in opposing them on the way when they came up out of Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek, and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." So Saul summoned the people and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 men on foot and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and lay in wait in the valley. Then Saul said to the Kenites, "Go, depart. Go down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the people of Israel when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul defeated the Amalekites from Havilah as far as Shur, which is east of Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and devoted to destruction all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep and of the oxen, and of the fattened calves and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. All that was despised and worthless, they devoted to destruction. The word of the Lord came to Samuel, "I regret that I have made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments." And Samuel was angry, and he cried to the Lord all night.
You pray with me. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour, this evening, acknowledging you as the creator of all things, the giver of all things, the giver of your word. We ask you, Father, that you would be with us as Christians that meet here this evening, that the things we do, the songs that we sing will be a blessing to each one of us, will encourage each other, that will uplift one another. We'll pay attention to the words that we're singing. We will take the songs to heart. We will take them with us throughout our days this coming week, that we can sing praises to you in our heads to keep our minds focused on being a Christian, to help ourselves to stay focused on what is true and what is accurate to your word. We ask you, Father, to be with us through this service as we continue through. Help our minds to stay focused on serving you, and may we know that our worship is serious and it is true. May it be good and a sweet aroma to you. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Number 68. In the first and third verse.
Lord, we come before thee now at thy feet.
Amen.
wonderful story of love.
Tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love. Break the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it. Shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. Wonderful. 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 Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Jesus provides a rest. Wonderful story of love for all the pure and blessed. Rest in those mansions above us with those who've gone on before us, singing the rapturous chorus. Wonderful story of love.
For those that need to partake of the Lord's Supper, would you please raise your hand and we'll be waited on. Please bow with me as we give thanks for the bread. Our merciful Father in heaven, as we gather around this table this night to remember our Lord and Savior's sacrifice, we thank you now for this bread which represents his body. We pray, Lord, as we partake of it this evening, that we do so in truth and spirit, always focusing, Lord, upon the sacrifice given for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please bow with me. Our Father in heaven, in like manner we come to you thanking you for this, the fruit of the vine, which is the shed blood of Jesus Christ for our sins. Father, as we partake of it now, please be with us. We pray that we do so in a manner pleasing to you. In Christ's name. This concludes the Lord's Supper. Separate and apart from that, we're commanded to lay by and store up on the first day of the week. Is there anyone that wishes to do that at this time? Please raise your hand.
74. Okay, it's been a long time. Y'all bear with me. There's a message true and glad
for the sinful and the sad. Ring it out, ring it out, ring it out, ring it out. It will give them courage, you. It will help them to be true. Ring it out, ring it out, ring it out.
Ring out the word for land and sea.
So if you know that song, you should be able to sing this one, and hopefully I don't mess it up too bad. We'll sing Psalm 25.
To thee I give my soul, O Lord, I trust in thee, my God, let me not be ashamed, nor boast exalt.
I'll be reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 9. I'll be reading out of the New American Standard Version. Have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
Next song is number 15 in the regular book, I Am His Child. Must I live a life of sinning just to know God will forgive me? Must I then be brokenhearted just to know that he can cheer me? Praise the Lord, I am forgiven, and my Father up in heaven knows and hears and will be with me. Praise the Lord, I am his child. Must I see the kingly heaven just to keep my hope for yearning? Must I watch with perfect vision just to know that he's returning? Praise the Lord, I am forgiven, and my Father up in heaven knows and hears and will be with me. Praise the Lord, I am his child.
29.
Thank you.
for I know you're alive, alive. My eyes have seen your glory. My hands have touched your
chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. I'm actually reading for Brother Paul, who's not able to be out with us tonight. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'"
Let's all sing, please. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Thank you.
and this song is completely new. If you're on the communion app, if you've got the clip, YouTube clip that Michelle sent out, it's a very good clip. So, and I'm singing bass notes that I normally don't sing. So I'm going to try it, and if it falls apart, we'll try it another day. But it is an absolutely beautiful song. I'm going to try it. We'll try through the first verse, and then we may go back if we do okay with it and go for the first again. He carried my sorrows, he bore my grief. Let me start that over again. We'll try it again. He carried my sorrows, he bore my griefs. What fierce transgression afflicted for me. He knew by his stripes I am healed, through his blood I am healed. By his oppression, I worship the King. I'll try it again. Yeah. And I'm not doing it justice. I'll get my voice right one day. It'll be better. So here for the first verse. He carried my sorrows, he bore my grief. Was his for transgression afflicted for peace. He knew by my stripes I am healed, through his blood I can heal. For by his oppression, I worship the King. My heart mourns his chasing, my tears only fall. My sin is a reason, he gave me his all. Stripes I am healed, through his blood I can heal. For by his oppression I worship my King.
Here I labor and toil as I look for a home, just a humble abode among men. While in heaven a mansion is waiting for me, and the dead voice feeding, come in. There's a mansion now in gate, just waiting for me. At the end of life's troubles, I'm waiting, and I know that the Savior will welcome me there, near the door of that mansion someday. When my labor and for the heaven get below. And my hands shall I put it in rest. I'll exchange this old home for a mansion up there. And behind the archangel has guessed. There's a mansion now in danger waiting for me. At the end of life's troublesome way. And I know that the Savior will welcome me there, near the door of that mansion someday.
Number 70. I'm sad.
Just cause he holds a little silver and a little gold, but in that city where the rest will shine, I want a gold one, that silver mine. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright
of the home where no storm clouds rise.
too, as a supplement. That's awesome.
Onward rejoicing,
I said, blessed, higher on climbing each passing day. Hilltops of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land. Footsteps of Jesus before us see. We tread life's journey, His warning see. He will allure us, cannot prevail. I'm on the upward trail. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land.
I'll be reading from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. I'll be reading from the English Standard Translation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds.
God sent his
Son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon and emptied graves there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Prepare me, since you're early,
We have one other song this evening. It'll be number 307, and Garrett will be leading us in that in just a moment. But before we close, we always want to extend the invitation. I hope and pray that the song service this evening was an encouragement to you, that it built you up. As we decided to try to arrange it a little bit differently so that we could be decently in an order as we've been kind of focusing on in the last few weeks. And I was trying to put this together this past week. I noted a couple of different things. One thing that I noted as I was going through it is how blessed we are as a congregation of God's people. We limited our songs to the first and last verse on the vast majority of the songs because we have such a plethora of people, of men, who are willing to sing songs and to lead us in our songs. And we shouldn't take for granted how blessed we are in this congregation, that we have men that are willing and are good at it, but that are also willing. And it made me be grateful for each and every one of you as I was going throughout this week. I also noted that there were a couple of gentlemen that led for the first time, at least for our group. And again, it makes you thankful that we have people who continue to want to strive to do better. It's an important part of a Christian's life to always want to continue to do better. We want to serve God each and every day, and we recognize in our own lives that there are things that we can improve upon. And when we're able to look and see in our own worship service to God that we can say, I can do that. I can serve Him in that way. And then being willing to do it encourages each and every one of us. And so I want to say thank you. And then the last thing, as I was going through that I noticed, and we should have handed out, and I didn't think about it until too late, we should have handed out the order of arrangements to everyone so that everyone could kind of see and follow along and know where we were. But we actually categorized the songs. We categorized them or organized them into what the songs were about. And the first grouping of songs was about worship and praise, and how often we sing about our praise unto God. And rightly so. He is our Creator. He is our Father. He loves us. He did everything for us. He gave His Son for us. Which led us to our second grouping, that He sent Jesus as our Savior and our Redeemer. He paid a debt that He did not owe. He did it so He could carry our sins away and our sorrows away. Jesus, our Redeemer. And then we took our minds to the heaven where God abides. That's hard to grasp, isn't it? That's where God is. It's perfect. There's no more sorrow, no more pain, no tears, no sin, no temptation. And it's where we want to be. It is the focus of our hope, is to be with God. And if we're going to be with God, then we must be in heaven. And I can't sing that song, what a day that will be, without having chills down my back. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me to or through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be. And then we kind of ended our song service this evening with a call, a Christian call, a call to commitment, a call to devotion, challenging us, encouraging us to live a life that is worthy of our calling. Do you know Jesus? Do you realize that because he lives, we can face today and tomorrow? Are we willing to make our lives and our bodies a sanctuary for God? It's a challenge to each one of us. And as Brother Keith said this morning, life is hard. Yes, it is. Life is hard. And yet, it must be something that we decide to do. Are you here this evening and you never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? What's hindering you? Let me ask you. If you were to sit and to make a decision, you see, often it's easy for us to make decisions on this earth. When we sit there and say, well, I can do this or I can do that, so which one gives me the best benefit? What's the most benefit that I can get from it? And when we learn that, if they're exactly the same benefit, then it doesn't matter. We'll just choose whichever one we'd rather have. But if not, if we look at it and say, well, if I choose this direction and this path, I'll get this out of it. But if I choose this one, man, look at what I can gain out of that one. Well, there's a no-brainer, right? That's what we call them, no-brainers. We call them no-brainers because it really doesn't require any thought. Your choices are, live your life for yourself, enjoy the pleasures that this life can provide, and there are some. And then it's eternity with Satan, away from the presence of God. And then on the other hand, it's commit my life to God. Serve him. Have people who love me, who will help me, who will encourage me daily to live the right kind of life, to know that I am pleasing the Lord, my Creator, Jesus, my Savior, and the Holy Spirit, the one who revealed everything to us. And then I have a hope of living eternally with him. Now weigh that out. And you tell me which one makes the most sense. What are you waiting for? If you've never obeyed him, obey him. And if you have obeyed him and you turned away, you need to reevaluate. What makes the most sense? If we can help you in any way, won't you come while we stand and while we sing?
To Jesus for the cleansing power, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his gracious hand? Are you washed in the blood?
We just have a few announcements that we'd like to make before we dismiss this evening. Again, want to thank everyone for being here. I want to remind you again of our service times. 9 o'clock Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock again on Sunday mornings, 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. We do have a few that we need to make mention of that are still sick. Brother Paul Jones is not able to be out, not feeling well. So Sister Lois has been with him. Continue to remember Jeff's dad and Jeff's cousin, both of those who are not who are in the hospital. So let's remember both of those. Also remember Don's friend, Jeff Price, who had some good results this past week. So we're very thankful for that. But let's continue to remember him and his family. And also remember Sister Hatcher, who's going in for her surgery on the 16th of May. So let's remember her as they continue to prepare for that. Traveling, Brother Robert McKnight is in Tigret tonight preaching. Again, something that's a great work and something that we need to continue to encourage him in the work that he does, and Keith and others that go about preaching and teaching God's words. We're very grateful for them, and we need to continue to encourage them. Sean Hampton and the girls, I think, are still probably in Paris visiting with his family, so let's remember them. There are a few meetings in the area we need to keep in mind. Kentucky Lake Road began today with Josh Thornhill. That'll be Monday night through Friday night at 7 o'clock each evening. Also that began today through Friday night at Huntington, Chickasaw Drive, David McPherson. Again, that's David McPherson at Chickasaw Drive in Huntington, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. And then there's a singing next Saturday at Middleton, Middleton, Tennessee. It's the Middleton Community Center at 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. And Brother Jim Deason, that we're familiar with, he's going to be there directing or leading in a song service there. So if you get a chance, I'm sure that he would be glad to see you there. Just a couple of other miscellaneous announcements. One is that the elders and deacons will be having a meeting tonight, just to remind you of that. So after services, don't forget that. And one apology to Derek. Sorry about his song. Only one that I saw was our own. We made a mess up on his song, but he did well in leading us right through it. So I appreciate that. But we'll hopefully not make that one again. So sorry about that. That was my fault there. So I think that's all that I have. If there's any other announcements that you need to have made, let me know, and we'll make sure we get it on the list for Wednesday night. Otherwise, we'd ask you to stand at this time. Brother Pete Woods will lead us in our closing prayer.